Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As the children of Israel approached the place where the Lord first spoke to Moses from the bush, he revealed his great desire for the people soon to be ratified as a nation at Sinai. Moses was to share God's heart with the people. Quote, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Exodus 19, verses 3 to 6. Notice the Lord does not say, quote, "I brought you out of Egypt," or, quote, "I brought you to Mount Sinai." No, "I brought you to myself." God desires intimacy with his people. He also desires cooperation from his people, calling them to obey his voice. He declares the Israelites to be, quote, "a special treasure, a people all his own." And they were to be, quote, "a holy nation, separate from other nations, since he had called them to his service." This is honor piled on honor. As C.H. Spurgeon wrote, quote, "If God has called you to be his servant, why stoop to be a king?" To be God's representatives among the nations, to worship him as he delights, to work with him in the grand purpose of history, and ultimately to be the channel through which the Scriptures, the Son, and the Spirit would come to rescue us from sin slavery, an exodus far greater than theirs from Egypt. Isn't it fascinating that Peter uses exactly the same words to describe Gentiles who have put their trust in Christ? You can read that lovely portrait in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The law, though perfect, due to man's weakness, could not do what grace has done for us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.